You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 78, Shooting Star by Bad Company. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we'll be taking a look at the rock and roll narrative, Shooting Star, a song that tells a story so succinctly you'll wonder why I chose it. It's to take a look at the band that recorded it, Bad Company, a supergroup before the reign of the supergroups, with musical legacies from several of the 60s and 70s most influential bands. We'll listen to Shooting Star in just a moment, but first, let's look a little more at Bad Company. Bad Company was formed in August 1973 in London, England, featuring Paul Rodgers on vocals, Mick Ralphs on guitar, Boz Burrell on bass, and Simon Kirk on drums. But let's go back a few years and see how they all got together. The band Free, who had a hit in 1970 with All Right Now, had just broken up due to in-band ego clashes and argument over the band's direction. Singer Paul Rodgers left Free in 1971 and formed a new band called Peace, which toured with Mott the Hoople, the glam rock outfit that had a hit with All the Young Dudes. During the tour, Rodgers talked to Hoople guitarist Mick Ralphs about starting a band, but because of Mott the Hoople's popularity at the time, their plans had to be shelved. The next January, Rodgers returned to the music scene with the newly reformed Free, but was still unhappy with the direction the band was heading. Ralphs was feeling a similar way with Mott the Hoople, and the two decided to leave their respective groups to form a new band. They took along Free drummer Simon Kirk, who had recently returned for vacation in South America, and started auditions with nearly 20 bass players before finding Boz Burrell, who had played bass for King Crimson but had been working as a session musician since leaving the band. Based on the strength of their individual legacies, they were immediately signed as the first band to Led Zeppelin's Swan Song label. Their first album, which came out the next year, only took 9 days to record in Ronnie Lane's mobile studio and contained their first single, Can't Get Enough. The album also topped the U.S. album charts. The next year, in 1975, they released their follow-up, Straight Shooter, which shot to number 3 on both the UK and US album charts. The album contained Feel Like Making Love, a top 10 hit for the band, as well as this narrative about the rock and roll lifestyle called Shooting Star.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love me do, I think it was, but from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, Mama, smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know?
The song tells the story of Johnny, an aspiring and talented singer and guitarist who feels the meteoric rise of fame. He leaves home and becomes a big star. In addition to the story of popularity and success, the chorus also implies that the public is fickle, saying that the world will love you just as long as you are a shooting star. This gives the term shooting star a few different meanings. The first is that of a rising performer who is reaching their peak, as well as the comparison to the meteorite, which is burning out and falling to earth.
Johnny made a record, went straight up to number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't
A third translation of the term shooting star is perhaps referenced by the third verse, which finds Johnny dead in bed, the victim of an apparent drug overdose. The shooting in this case could be referencing heroin and other drug use, like the sleeping pills found next to him in the song. When interviewed about the track for Guitar World, Paul Rodgers explained that the song isn't about any one particular artist, but was inspired by artists like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, who died before their peak, and was written almost as a warning to people in the music industry.
Johnny died one night, died in his bed. Bottle of whiskey, sleeping tablets by his head. Johnny's life passed him by a warm summer day. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear him play.
Bad Company stayed together in its original lineup until 1980, when Rodgers left to pursue other projects like The Firm and filling Freddie Mercury's shoes and Queen tours, but the original lineup returned in 1998 to record new tracks for the release of an anthology and a reunion tour. Special thanks going out to Chris for suggesting this track for Lyrics Undercover. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.